Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, August 5th, 2019. On this day in 1926, Harry Houdini performed his greatest feat, spending 91 minutes underwater in a sealed tank before escaping. In the opinion of the Green Party, tourists in Berlin could contribute more to the financing of local public transport with a mandatory ticket. According to Daniel Vessner from the parliamentary group, the party is currently discussing if tourist and business travelers staying in hotels, guest houses, and holiday flats could be charged a flat rate for such a ticket. In return, they'd be able to use buses and trains freely, and the amount would also have to be paid if the travelers do not want to use public transportation at all. The proposal will also be introduced into the debates within the Red-Red-Green coalition in the capital. The background for the proposal is how one can strengthen the BVLG financially, also in view of the tariff increases for employees. Berlin attracts many tourists every year, which is also noticeable in the hotels and guest houses. Last year, almost 33 million overnight stays were registered here, according to figures from the Berlin-Brandenburg Statistics Office. In Berlin, tourists already have to pay an overnight tax for accommodation, called the city tax. However, business trips are excluded. The mandatory ticket would be added independently of this tax. A concrete price for a possible mandatory ticket has not yet been determined, however. According to Vessner, model calculations were based on 5 euros per day. Children under the age of 6 would be exempt, and there would be a reduced amount for children under the age of 18. If one were to deduct the share that Berlin's public transport companies already earn without tourists, additional revenues of around 100 million euros would be generated. According to Vessner, the entire Berlin-Brandenburg transport network would benefit financially from the compulsory ticket, and with it the S-Bahn in Berlin, which is operated by Deutsche Bahn. The Berlin Greens are currently working on concepts to better protect the climate and keep the air clean in the city, including a car toll for the city. The party wants the city center to have a zone by 2030 in which vehicles with combustion engines are banned, and heavy and dirty vehicles will gradually pay more, and light and clean vehicles less. And in air traffic, Greens want a strict ban on night flights between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. After the recent thunderstorms, which also caused flooding in Berlin, experts are calling for cities and municipalities to be better prepared for extreme weather conditions. Carsten Specht, vice president of the Association of Municipal Enterprises, or VKU, which represents many water suppliers in Germany, said that heavy rainfall was a major problem. The often dense buildings in the cities prevent fast drainage. He thinks that more green areas are necessary because sewers and canals cannot be enlarged everywhere due to lack of space. The Berlin Fire Brigade had once again declared a state of emergency due to a storm on Friday. According to a spokesperson for the Fire Brigade on Saturday, rescuers went on about 200 weather-related missions. Most operations were due to water damage in buildings and on roads. And there was a larger operation in the America Memorial Library where water had run into the basement. Water also ran into the guard buildings of the fire brigade itself. According to spokesman Frederick Finner, the situation was challenging because the fire brigade had to master the issue parallel to the operation. According to RBB, water damage caused restrictions in the rescue center of the Wehrau Clinic on Saturday morning, and the violent storm on Friday afternoon also led to major disruptions in bus and tram transport. As announced by the Traffic Information Center via Twitter, many lines did not operate or only operated on certain sections. In many places in Berlin, there were obstructions due to flooded streets. At Kemperplatz Bellevuestrasse, several manhole covers were pushed up by water, and the busy intersection at Klingelhofer Ecke Tiergartenstrasse was closed for hours, and there were massive traffic jams on all bypasses. The storm also led to delays and longer waiting times at Berlin's Tegel and Schönefeld airports. With a campaign in front of Berlin City Hall on Friday, an alliance of various organizations and initiatives called for more openness on the part of the authorities. In concrete terms, the alliance wants a public referendum to ensure that authorities publish information of all kinds in an online register on their own initiative. So far, the Freedom of Information Act has secured access to such documents, but citizens have to apply and often pay steep fees for it. According to a spokeswoman, the goal is to open the filing cabinets of the Berlin authorities so that citizens can gain an insight into the decisions and actions in politics and administration and become active themselves. She continued that, quote, "Berliners must be able to obtain quick answers to important questions, for example, about housing construction or school renovation." On Saturday, the initiative started collecting signatures for the first stage of a petition for a referendum. To reach the second stage, 20,000 signatures are required by October 31st. A Berlin policewoman rescued a suspected robber from the Landwehr Canal in Kreuzberg on Sunday night. Police spokesman Martin Hallweg said on Sunday morning that the man had previously forcibly snatched a bag from a woman at the corner of Ruhlsdorfer Straße and Obentrautstraße. Apparently on the run, he jumped into the Landwehr Canal and had trouble staying above water. The arriving officer jumped in after the suspect and kept the man afloat, and he later had to be resuscitated and was taken to hospital. The policewoman also received medical care. On Sunday, Benjamin Yendro, spokesman for the Berlin Police Union, expressed, quote, "the greatest respect for the officer's actions," adding, quote, "in a not entirely harmless situation, she made a selfless decision within seconds and presumably saved the man's life. The police are investigating the suspect for handbag theft." To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.